Star 94.1, and we welcome Canton Jones. Canton, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Coming off of the Love Jones project, what's the difference between Love Jones and Kingdom Business?
Well, I think the music is a little bit more different. Love Jones is a little bit more laid back. I think Kingdom Business, you know, the whole feel of Kingdom Business is more mission-minded to me. You know, as far as we just taking the ministry outside of the four walls of the church, and the purpose is to I guess, for every song to be a different piece of bait for fishing for men. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you may have a song that, like I have a song that's called My Day, that's saying today is going to be a good day regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what situation and circumstance that you're in right now. It's going to be all right, dude. It's going to be cool, you know. And I like that, you know, and that's a message just across the board. It's not necessarily a church message. It's not necessarily a message that's geared toward just Christian people. That's just people as a whole. And, you know, and showing the love of God with that type of medium, you know, brings more people in to Christ. So that's my mission, man. So with this record, doing Kingdom Business, that's my job, man, to get after these souls, man, to get after people, man, let them know that you can live better, that you can have a better life, you know, and just do me, you know. So that's the difference between them. My daughter, I named Love Jones after my daughter, you know, she's 3 right now. So at that time, it was more R&B-ish type of just nice little grooves, and you know, right at that point I was a dad, so I was really lovey-dovey and huggy with mom. Right now, I'm still lovey-dovey and huggy with mom, but now I'm just on a mission for Christ. I just want to, you know, I just feel like I want to change the world, man, make this world a better place, man. So that's the mission, is Kingdom Business.
Were you surprised with Love Jones that a lot of urban stations and a lot of young people, hip-hoppers, picked up on Love Jones? Everybody was like, Canton Jones, who's this guy? I got to get that Canton Jones. Were you surprised that people, I would say secular people, picked up on Canton Jones?
Well, I mean, I was in some places, man. When you go places and people are, they've heard of you, it's really a pleasant surprise that people want to listen to your music, man. I feel like that's the purpose of the music, to just get it in more ears and let more people enjoy it, man, and take it to that next level. I really feel like, you know, but it felt good, man, that it was in people's hands, that you ride in the hood and they playing your music, and guys coming up to you in the mall like, hey, man, I really respect what you doing, shawty, you know what I'm saying? And it's good, man. It feels good. It lets you feel like you're having some type of positive influence in the neighborhood, man, and like you're making a change. And that's really what I'm about, what my mission is. And, you know, we're making it happen, you know, one CD at a time.
You mentioned Kingdom Business. You mentioned My Day. There's another song up there, Hater Day. Explain that song to us.
Hater Day, man. I mean, everybody, you know, you encounter haters. And I wanted to make a national holiday called Hater Day. And on this day, you do something good for your hater that day. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's real easy to cuss them out when they cuss you out, and, you know, hate on them when they hating on you. But it's harder to do something good for them when they hating on you, you know. And it comes from a passage in the Bible that I, you know, that I live by, trying to, you know, bless them that curse you, you know, do good to them that misuse you, you know what I'm saying, and say all type of stuff against you. And, you know, it's hard to do, but you try to live the best you can by the word when you hear it, you know. So I was like, man, you know what, we need to have a hater day. You know, so on this day, you take your hater out to lunch, you buy him a car, you leave him a Reese's peanut butter cup on that desk, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, give him a hug or whatever. Go out of your way to speak to him on Hater Day, you know? So that's what the thought was when I wrote the song.
How did that Hater Day come out? It was what, 888?
0808. It was great, man. It was great, man. You know, I was able to take a couple people out to lunch. You know what I'm saying? And celebrate Hater Day, man. It was good.
All right. Hey, there's another song I really like, man. 24s.
Right.
That's banging. I like that. Tell us about 24s.
Thank you. It's a song that says, we ride on 24s. And I remember we was playing ball one night. And we came out, you know, it was just a bunch of guys together, and one of my Christian friends came out. He was on 24s. He was in the box Chevy on 24s, tinted windows, you know what I'm saying, with some bump in the trunk, and he was banging, you know what I'm saying? But some of the guys looked at him and was like, man, hold on, bro. You're supposed to be a Christian guy. You're supposed to be a man of God. What you doing in a car like that? You know what I'm saying, tinted windows on 24s, and we was like, what you mean? We ride on 24s. You know what I'm saying? We let them people know every city and state we go, we represent, but we represent this way, and it's basically saying that, man, you know, we regular people, you know. We like to wear the fashionable clothes, and we like to ride and live good, man, but we represent Jesus Christ, and we don't compromise to get stuff, you know, but when we get stuff, we just thank God for the stuff that we have, you know what I'm saying? And in the song, you know, I got a lot of my homeboys in it, and we just talking about how we ride on 24s, how's your car, how's this car, you know, but not necessarily boasting and bragging on what we got, but boasting and bragging on God who supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get the glory. He gets the glory, you know, because that's what it's all about. You know, God said, I bless you. You know, you give me the glory. That's my job. I'll give you the blessing. You give me the glory. He wants the glory, and he'll give you the blessing. So and that's what we did in that song. Sometimes people don't understand it, and we have to explain it to them. They say, oh, okay, I get it. You know, but all in the song, we represent the name of Jesus Christ.